Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of the new CBL X's and O's podcast for season 2023. Matt Royal, our CBL league manager here, and in this episode, we are set to discuss and preview the Southwest Conference. And joining me today, I have Beck McIntyre from the Horsham Hornets women's team. Welcome, Beck.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Good, thank you. You excited to talk all things CBL and Southwest Conference?
Absolutely. Very excited to have CBL starting back up this weekend.
So round one kicks off this weekend, and we thought we'd sit down and have a bit of a season preview. We'll start off with the Southwest men and our reigning champion. Mount Gambier finished second on the ladder last year, 13-3 record, and are looking to go back-to-back champions. No team list provided to us as yet, unfortunately, Beck, but how do you think Mount Gambier are going to look this year?
Look, I think every year Mount Gambier men are always strong, and definitely because they do have that connection with their NBL One team that does feed into their CBL team. So I think they'll definitely be up there again. And if, you know, coming off, I was actually at the grand final last year when they did have an amazing game against Ararat and just come out at the end and win. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether they all come back, Kane DeWitt, some of those older blokes that I know have been around and lead the team. So yeah, we'll see what happens, but they'll definitely be up there again, I'd say.
They have won a number of championships, so you can only guess that they're going to be back towards the top. Moving on to the runners-up in Ararat, so they finished on top of the ladder with a 13-3 record, but just couldn't get it done in the grand final. How do we see them looking this year?
Looking at their team list, obviously there's, you know, a massive out with Zach Dunmore. Obviously he was, you know, the league scorer, the league MVP, an exceptional player for the league, especially for Ararat. So I think he'll be a massive loss for them. They look like they've got good numbers though. So it's just great for Ararat to have their team up and running and, you know, have that representative program for their men, which is exciting as well.
Definitely is exciting. Hopefully they can hold their position in the finals and not drop too far. Move on to your home association, the Horsham Hornets. They finished third last season. How are they looking to go this season? Obviously, you probably trained beside them. How have they been going?
Look, they're going well. They're always definitely up there to be winning. That's for sure what their goal is. They've got, you know, some good solid players that have been around the program for a while now. Young players that have come up through the Horsham Hornets representative stuff. And, you know, it's really exciting to see them, you know, take the reins now and be those senior players and bring through that next generation. So they will lose a little bit of their older experience. They had a fair bit of that last year with, you know, a couple of the older fellas retiring. But, yeah, look, I think they'll definitely be up and about again and be looking to, you know, firstly make finals, but then to be competing in the grand final. That's what they'll be up for.
Certainly. And our new team to the competition, Hamilton, have come in. They look like they've got a good numbers to start with, coming into the competition.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a credit to Kira, who's the president of Hamilton, and their whole committee to be able to really put the time and effort in behind the scenes to get the CBL back up and running. Because as we know, once you lose it, it is hard to get it back. So it's exciting for Hamilton. It's exciting for their juniors and, you know, for their whole town to get their program back and looking to the future, fingers crossed, they can cross that over to the women and we can get both teams back up and running.
Certainly is. And I guess to see a couple of transfers coming through from players that have played at Warrnambool last season because Hamilton didn't have the opportunity to come back and now represent their home association. They'll be looking forward to pulling on that uniform and representing the hometown.
Absolutely.
Moving on to Portland, they finished fifth last season and unfortunately just fell out on a win percentage basis to miss finals, and they were definitely eager to be in the finals last year, and probably a poor start of the season unfortunately cost them. Their list is
it's massive. Absolutely. And look, you know, there's some good experience. You've got Nathan Hardingham. I mean, he's been a solid contributor for them for years, and then, you know, you've got Hayden Annette taking charge in coaching, Kane Johnson, some of these, you know, fellas that have been around there for a long time, and then not to mention an extensive list of kids. So they look like they're, you know, going to be exciting this year, and I'm sure that they will be 100% looking to push towards getting up there towards the top two for sure.
And Warrnambool finished eighth last season. Bit of a disappointing season, I think, last season for them, but they've got their They've got the list back on the park this year. And again, it's a very consistent list, I think, from last season. So how do you feel they're going to go?
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be a really quite even competition for the men. And I think Warrnambool will definitely be up there. I know after watching a lot of the games finish within a 3 or 5 point, you know, difference. So that can make a massive change when it comes to finals if it is close. And yeah, look, I think that, you know, some of these names have been around for a long time and they'll definitely be looking to get back up that top of the ladder, I reckon.
And travelling a little bit further down the road to Terang, unfortunately, we don't have their women's team participating this season, but their men are back again. And again, their list is quite long. They've got, you know, 15 or 16 that they've submitted on their list. And some of the players there are returning and looking to be bigger and better again this year.
Absolutely. And look, they were, you know, they had some really good games last year. I know that they beat the Horsham boys over there and it was a great game. You know, it's exciting for them again to have something for these junior boys to be able to look up to and to be able to play. And I think if you lose that, it is hard for your association. So a credit, you know, to all of the committee there at Terang. And I know that they were very disappointed they couldn't get their women's team up. And but they'll be back with the women's team in the next couple of years. And yeah, it's, you know, I think they'll again be competitive. And it looks like it's going to be a tough season. These games, I reckon these early games are going to make a difference come the end of the year.
They sure will. And they did last season to a degree. And I think that's why Portland missed out. They had a bit of a slow start of the season and unfortunately paid dividends later on. So moving on to Colac, again, a little bit further down the highway. Haven't supplied us with their team list, but have been a little bit active on Facebook with some announcements. Have you seen any of them?
Yeah, I think, they had a couple of, like, one specific that was, I think, was Liam, is it?
Liam McInerney.
Yeah, and he was in their last championship game that they beat Horsham, actually. And he's played, you know, 100 years or whatever, how many years in NBL one. So he'll be a massive in for them. And what a leader and a mentor for those young Colac boys to have as well. But they were really competitive last year too. They had some really, like, some lots of height. And, they'll be looking to get in there. So I think it's going to pay to be a really interesting and very close season, I reckon.
And moving on to our last team in the Southwest Men's Conference across the border, our friends over in Millicent. Got a bit of a list together that all the names on here look like they played last season to me.
Yeah, and they've got Jack. He was in the All-Star 5 last year as well. So, yeah, definitely going to have some players. And, you know, all the games were pretty close, I think, a lot of the times there. But they're always hard to beat over there too when you get over to Millicent. I remember last year they had a very rocking crowd. There was lots and lots of atmosphere and there was lots of cheering and it was kind of, yeah, it was really fun to be a part of, but they do it well over there at Millicent.
That's what I've heard. They've got a little section where a few beverages are had and a bit of banter goes back and forth in a friendly manner and it makes for the environment, doesn't it?
Yeah, a lot of fun. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And obviously this Saturday we have Ararat hosting Warrnambool, which will be a great test. Game one, you know, Ararat losing a couple of players, Warrnambool hoping to improve. So I think that'll be a great one. And then on that night, again, Colac versus Millicent. It's going to be a great battle between them two teams. And it's obviously setting the tone for the season to come. Then Sunday, Millicent are backing it up against Portland. And Portland will be rocking on Sunday, I reckon. It's very times are getting exciting. And, I think the stadium will be full in Portland. And unfortunately, Hamilton, Horsham, Mount Gambier and Terang have the week off and don't kick off their campaign till round two. So it would be interesting once we get a few games under our belt to see how everything falls in the Southwest Men.
Yeah, definitely.
And let's preview the Southwest Women, starting with our reigning champions, Millicent. They were a dominant force last season and a couple of names seem to be missing off their list currently.
Yeah, look, they were the best team all year. They had some exceptional players. Emily Winter was the best player in the league and, you know, she was exceptional to watch. She was hard to coach against and she led their whole team. So she's a big out for them. She was an All-Star 5. She was the grand final MVP, I remember correctly. But yeah, look, she's someone with a lot of experience, comes from a high level of NBL 1 playing. And yeah, she will be noticeable for them, I would say. But they've got always good kids there too, and they'll still be quite competitive and strong with the list that they've provided. So yeah, so it should be good to see.
Our runners-up, Mount Gambier, across the border again. It was disappointing to see, obviously, two South Australian teams in the grand final from our Basketball Victoria League point of view. But again, we like having them in the competition. It improves the competitiveness and up brings our skill in the league. So Mount Gambier haven't provided our list, but they've had a coaching change, I believe.
Have they? Yeah, I'm not 100% sure who the new coach is, but yeah, the previous coach, he'd coached for a long time. So that's always interesting to see what that does to a team. So we'll have to have a look to see what the list looks like. But again, like the men, Mount Gambier always come out with a strong team because they have that NBL One pathway. And a lot of the younger girls too that do play at the end of the bench of the NBL One that don't get many minutes come back and they look to get their basketball back up and to try and, you know, get more minutes and dominate a little bit more and get their skills back in the CBL season. So they're always good. And yeah, they'll be tough no matter who's in their team, I'd imagine.
Certainly always tough over there in Mount Gambier. Next team we'll have a discussion about is Portland. And again, similar to the men in the women, they've just got a list that just continues. And, you know, they've got the biggest list in the competition, which is great for Portland as an association. It means they've got a lot of people involved and wanting to participate in the CBL competition. But there's a couple of names on there that are potentially going to strengthen this team and hopefully take them to the championship.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Alana Strom's a big in for them. She is a beautiful player. I, you know, had the pleasure of watching her play a couple of years ago when Portland won the women's championship, and she's a beautiful 6'3", 6'4" center, athletic, strong. So having her back in for them will just really, really help all those young kids because they have a very young list, but their under 18 girls is really quite high up too. They'll be looking to go Div 1, I'd imagine, for their championships for this year. So they've got a really strong under 18 girls coming out of there, which I see a lot of those girls there in the women. They've got Grace Cleaver, who's from Hamilton, which is exciting. She's come across to play for them in their 18s, and obviously she's going up into there. So it's good that, you know, that area has kept the girls playing and keeping them active, involved in basketball. So yeah, Tyler Barr's just come back fresh off the Indigenous Nationals. She made the Victorian Indigenous team, and she's just literally probably come back from Brisbane on the weekend in that. So she got to compete there. And I mean, that would be an amazing experience for her, and especially culturally, to be involved in that. So she's an exceptional young girl coming up, and yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they're going to do. But you know, they've got Rebel, who's one of the most experienced coaches going around now in them as the women's coach. So I imagine he'll be doing some pretty amazing things with that list.
And the Warrnambool women finished third last year and had a really tight tussle in the semi-final against Mount Gambier and just couldn't get over the line. Their list has changed slightly, but still a lot of young talent on their list.
Yeah, look, again, Warrnambool has an exceptional program for juniors. And as you would know, with the country champs, they are always up there, if not winning, you know, definitely in the top five. So, you know, interesting for these younger girls that I think now looking at Mia Mills, who's been, you know, in the team for years, is now going to be a senior. They're just coming fresh off their championship game in the Div 1 women for Big V. So all of these girls, a lot of these girls have played in the Big V team and, again, probably didn't get as many minutes potentially. So they'll be looking to come back and play bigger roles in the team for their CBL, and gives them an opportunity to get more minutes and be able to step up. But again, you know, all of these girls have been playing basketball year round. That's another thing that does affect the CBL, is that if you've got people who only play basketball in the summer, then, you know, it takes them half the season to get back into it. So with the women especially, not all of them play all year round, but when you have these, you know, younger girls coming off, they're fit, they're in form, their shooting's up, you know, it makes a difference in these first few games because they just, you know, they get bigger scores on the board and they end up winning the games.
Certainly. And we'll move on to your team, the Horsham Hornets. Now, you've got a little bit of a shortened list this year compared to previous seasons, but you have got a team on the park. How are you guys looking?
Yeah, look, you know, we struggled with numbers this year, which has been a bit hard, but in the last couple of years, we've really lacked depth in our senior girls. So it's really good. We've got a couple of new senior girls this year that are going to come in and make that like 8 or 9 squad. Obviously, we've got the ability to bring some kids up as well. But we, you know, have a lot of our girls go to Ballarat. So, you know, 5 or 6 out of our under 18 girls are at school in Ballarat. So it's hard for them to come back and kind of contribute to what we would be doing in CBL as well. So that kind of loses a little bit of the depth of our really, you know, more successful juniors. And but the ones that we have, we've got Cara Tippett. She's the only under 18 in the team. She's an exceptional young girl. She's going to do really well, play some vital minutes, but, you know, great experience for her. And we've got Emma, who's been the league highest scorer in the last 2 years. So I'm glad she's on my team. She's, you know, she's a pretty much good for 20 points every game. You know, and then we've got some other, Olivia Jones, our captain, Caitlin Story was in the All-Star 5. So we've got some really good solid seniors. We just have lacked that depth. So hopefully with a little bit more depth coming off the bench, we'll look to get back into finals. So that's our goal. And just to be competitive and just trying to get back into the finals is our first goal.
And the last team in the women's is Colac. Now, they didn't play in the competition last season. They struggled with a couple of numbers and, you know, made the decision early not to compete. But it's good to see that they've got numbers back this season. They haven't provided our team list, but I'm expecting, you know, maybe one or two to come out of Geelong or Surf Coast to bop up their numbers. And they're always going to be competitive, aren't they, Colac?
Yeah, look, and I mean, they've got Troy Parker leading them. He's a very established and, you know, excellent coach there in Colac, has great relationships. So I'm sure he'll be able to wrangle a couple of people to come and play. And now with that ability to have the point system rather than obviously that domestic ruling, it does allow for that to be a little bit easier. And, you know, as long as you're in that country boundary. So I think Troy will definitely be on the recruiting bandwagon to get a couple of senior girls to go with theirs. But they've always had very strong juniors as well. So great opportunity for the under 16 and 18 girls to step up. You know, that's one of the really great things about living in the country, that you do get opportunities sometimes you wouldn't get in other places. And, you know, what an opportunity for them to come into this league and be able to play some good minutes.
Certainly is. And obviously it's a tough task for them Saturday night coming up against the reigning champions in Millicent. Be big home crowd in Colac. So looking forward to seeing how Colac are going to be positioned this year going up against the reigning champions. And then Sunday we have Portland taking on Millicent. Again, that's going to be a great clash in Portland. And Horsham, Mount Gambier and Warrnambool have the weekend off, so we don't actually get to see them until round two. So it's going to be interesting to see how the women unfolds. We're probably not going to see a lot until round three or round four of how teams are stacking up, because there are limited games in the first few rounds, but it'll be good to see the competition firing once we get to round four or five and moving on.
Yeah, and look, and I know a lot of the associations, obviously, because I do look after them in my position, but, you know, it's, they're wanting to get the women's up. It's, you know, it's not from a fault of their own. It's definitely a goal of theirs. And I know, you know, a lot of those teams will be looking to build and definitely looking to grow that so that we can get that women's competition back up to like 9 or 10 teams, which would be perfect. And obviously just make it a little bit more competitive for everyone. And yeah, the longevity of the league, obviously we want that to happen. So, yeah.
We certainly do. That wraps up our episode 4 of the podcast. Thank you for joining me, Beck, on today's podcast. It'd be great to catch up with you and preview and review each round for the Southwest Conference as we go through the season. So thank you for giving up your time today to have a bit of a chat. And I just want to make sure everyone stays tuned and jump on weekly to have a listen to ensure you don't miss any of the CBL action, especially in the Southwest Conference. So thank you, everyone. And we'll see you next week.
See you later. Thank you.